Next Wave Festival 2020 begins with a warm welcome, led by traditional custodians sharing their customs and stories that have served as the basis for welcome ceremonies and collective gatherings on this land for thousands of years. This will take place on Friday, the 15th of May at 6 p.m., a free event at the Brunswick Mechanics Institute. At the Brunswick Mechanics Institute, there is also the Big Esso, a pop-up kitchen created by Torres Strait-owned and run cafe Mabu Mabu, serving up delicious dishes throughout the festival, celebrating Indigenous ingredients. Brunswick Mechanics Institute will also be open for coffee and the Crossword Club every Saturday morning on the 16th, 23rd and 30th of May from 10 a.m. onwards. Check out Next Wave Festival program for Testing Grounds takeover events. Next Wave have put together a series of interventions, workshops and public forums that will challenge the physical and conceptual monument that is Testing Grounds, an iconic site in South Bank that will soon be absorbed by precinct development. To Go Forward Softly and Very Gently by New Wayfinders. New Wayfinders presents an exhibition that creates a space to listen, meet, weave, and contemplate, and asks, what if our government slowed down and contemplated the severity of their actions? This is at C3 Contemporary Art Space Abbotsford Convent, running from the 13th of May to the 7th of June, with an Auslan artist talk on the 30th of May. This event is free. Possession by Marcus Whale. Possession draws on horror film tropes of the monster queer celebrating the high drama and craft of opera via a solo performer inhabited by forces beyond human control, where the performer bodies move and is moved by sound. This is at Arts House North Melbourne from the 27th of May to the 30th of May at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $25, $15 or $10. Aura Mate by Blackbirds. In this intercultural and interdisciplinary theatre work, using theatre, poetry, dance, video and music to storytell, Blackbirds explores how Indigenous and non-Indigenous knowledge systems can co-function to understand, predict and prevent looming large-scale environmental disasters. This takes place at Northcote Town Hall Arts Centre at Studio One. There is a preview on the 26th of May at 8 p.m, opening night on the 27th of May at 8 p.m. There is a full captioned performance on the 28th of May. It runs until the 30th at 8 p.m. shows, with audio description on Sunday the 31st of May at 6 p.m. Tickets are $28, $23, $20 or $10. Dead Stream Double Bung, meaning broken water, by Libby Harwood. Dead Stream Double Bung is an immersive installation centering the issues facing fresh and saltwater country and culture, where the environmental, social, economic and cultural rights around water are not being taken seriously. Now is the time to listen and take action. This is at C3 Contemporary Art Space at Abbotsford Convent from 13th of May to the 7th of June. This event is free. There is an Auslan interpreted artist talk on the 30th of May, and captioned versions of the work will play intermittently. Influence Operation by Make or Break. Over 2 weeks, Make or Break invites you to help influence the 24-hour news cycle in real time. Join the operation during daily workshops, see your content broadcast across town, where you set the agenda, including group discussions and strategy sessions at multiple sites across Melbourne. Check nextwave.org.au for more information. Influence Operation takes place at SiteWorks at the Community Room 1 on the ground floor, running from the 19th of May to the 29th of May. It is open on Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and on Wednesday, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. This is a free event. In Perpetuity by Ivy Warren. Choreographer Ivy Warren asks us to find magic in the spaces between us. In Perpetuity uses dance, music, scent and language to question our relationships to capital, to history and to each other, and how we might maintain something like magic in the face of the abstracting forces that will... Milk and Honey and Lemons by More Blessing Maturure. Milk and Honey and Lemons takes us into a residential home nestled in the western suburbs of Melbourne, where from a boy to 19, being grown is pretty full on. Throughout history, the black body has been repeatedly denied autonomy. What does it mean to come of age when the world has been taught to fear what you're becoming? In this one-man show, this question leaps out from the theoretical into the lived. It is at Hyphenated Project Sunshine West from the 27th of May to the 31st of May at 7 p.m. The tickets are $28, $23 and $10. This performance accepts black ticks. Beast of Burden of Proof by Alex Last. Ecosystems are collapsing and whole species are rapidly disappearing. One threat in particular has been singled out. A small bird known as the Indian or common miner, accused of rampant ecological lawlessness. And in response, miner communities are being exterminated across the country. However, they have not received a fair trial. Join in this trial of restorative ecological justice in an effort to decide the miner's fate, where participants must judge the facts and deliberate together. This is at the Brunswick Council Chambers, 21st and 22nd of May at 6 p.m, 23rd and 24th of May at 3 and 6 p.m, 28th and 29th of May at 6 p.m, 30th and 31st of May at 3 and 6 p.m. Tickets are $28, $23 or $10, accepting black ticks. There is an Auslan interpreted performance on the 28th of May at 6 p.m. This work has open captions.